Welcome. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And I ask God now to please lead, guide, and direct me, Father. And help me to be receptive to your spirit throughout the whole show. And bless this show in Jesus' name. Here's the official song that we open up the show with every week. It's Praise the Lord by the Imperials.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. That is so pretty. The Gatlin Brothers and Hallelujah. And before that, of course, the song that we always kick off the show with, in fact, the last 3 weeks. And a big thank you to Roddy Boston down in Boyd, Texas, for helping me make that decision. You know, he told me about the song a long time ago. And it's one that had just kind of gotten past me. And first time I heard it, I thought, man, Roddy, thank you so much. And then we talked about on the air about opening up the show with the Imperials and Praise the Lord, which we did. And then we came back with the Gatlin Brothers, Hallelujah. Here's one that hasn't been played before in the Gospel Music Buffet. It's a triumphant quartet, Waymaker. Like that, the Triumphant Quartet and Waymaker. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the tallies. He is here. Hi.
I sense an awesome moving of the Holy Spirit, and I see His countenance resting on your face.
See you.
That is Italy's, and he is here. And welcome, everybody, if you just joined us here. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. I want to do a big shout-out, a big God bless you, and thank you, Judy Merritt, for sharing the link to the program on your Facebook page. Stephanie Preston said, I'm here, but just for about 30 minutes. Hey, we'll take that, Stephanie. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Stephanie, if you want me to send you the show in total, send me a message, private message me, and let me know. And I'll be glad to do that, provided it records okay. You know, we have little bugs so far, praise God. The last few weeks, we've been able to record just fine. So anyways, going out to Judy Merritt. Here are the Cathedrals, and I know my Savior is there.
When I'm heavy laden, when my friends are gone,
all gone,
when I'm all forsaken,
when I'm left to walk alone,
I just keep on smiling.
Smiling
through my tears,
because I,
for I know my Savior is there.
I'll bear my
burden, bear my burden,
my load of care,
and my load of care.
If he's before,
if he goes before me,
I will go.
I'll go anywhere.
With
troubles all around,
I'll not despair,
I'll not despair,
because I'm,
for I know my Savior is there.
There's a rolling river, Jordan deep and wide, but he will deliver
That's the Cathedrals, and I know my Savior is there. And, you know, I try to really ask God to lead, guide, and direct me on the show, as you've heard me say many times. And I mean that. And I've got different age groups, and I try to play a mix of something that's going to bless everybody, you know. And it doesn't matter your age. If the song is really a great song, you're going to get a blessing out of it. I know that. But there's some songs that we, you know, developed a fondness for when we were in our youth, so to speak, going to church. And we remember great memories with family who have gone on to be with the Lord. So I try to mix it up. And I try to do that every week because I have listeners, you know, all ages, like Brother Herschel Whitaker, who is our 92-year young Korean War combat veteran. We love him dearly. And his daughter, Diana Lyons, just recently got home from the hospital. We say praise God for that. And Brother Herschel was so tickled to see her. She spent 30 days in the hospital. We're going to keep her on our prayer list for a while longer. And a big shout out to Diana and her husband, Bobby. Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee, you've heard me mention before, she loves the Happy Goodmans. And she asked me last week about a Happy Goodmans song. It happens to be this song. And I put the song up on my Facebook page. And you see a real friendly duel between Vessel Goodman and a tenor, you know. And they went at it. I can't think of his name. I'll think of it here in a second. But anyways, that's not important. Let's just play the song because we haven't played in a long time this song from our gospel music archive. The Happy Goodmans, Looking for a City.
Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move, burdened down with sorrows, shunned by every hand, looking for a city built above.
Spirit.
The Happy Goodmans, Looking for a City, going out to Kathy Parker, and Willie and Waylon down in Brighton, Tennessee. And that fantastic tenor that you heard singing with the soprano voice of Vestal Goodman, that was Johnny Cook was his name. Now, sadly or joyfully, however you want to look at it, of course his family misses him. But he went home to be with the Lord when he was only 51 years old. And if you look at that video, you can see he just looks so healthy. And it was a heart problem. Yeah. So, you know, it just really blew me away when I read it and did a little research on it. But he had a phenomenal tenor voice and got all kinds of awards. But Johnny Cook is the one that's having that that duel of the tenor against the soprano. And they had so much fun with it. And to watch them do it, as you'll see in the video on my page, and such great fellowship and admiration between all of them and love for all of them. I'm sending this song out to Jane Whitus down in Somerset, Kentucky, and her husband, Herschel. It's the Hoppers, Jerusalem.
City of God.
Hoppers and Jerusalem. Going out to Jane Whitus and her husband Herschel down in Somerset, Kentucky. And, you know, I've got people that I send the show to each week who can't, for various reasons, can't listen to it when I'm going live with the show. And I appreciate everyone so much. And I try to make a list of who I'm sending the show to and do a shout out every week because I'm so thankful to have Jamie and Sonny Denny listening down in Elihu, Kentucky. Precious people. And also I found out that some precious people that I have listening to me down in McCreary County, which is where my dad's people are all from, may even be related to me. The rumor is very strong, Temple Duncan. Yeah, so I hope you won't mind me saying this, but I'm very proud to be related to you, and your beautiful daughter Cherie and your sons, and my Aunt Joan taught your children in school and said what great kids they were. Of course, she'd have to say that she's family. No, I'm just teasing you, Joanie. I call her Joanie because we're close to the same age, so it's hard for me to just call her Aunt Joan all the time. But my Aunt Joni said they were just absolutely delightful children to teach and had such great words of praise for you, Temple, and for your whole family. So I feel very privileged, and I feel very blessed to be able to share my talents with you and, that apparently we are family. And I'm very proud to be related to you, Temple Duncan, and your daughter, Cherie. Here's the Crab Family. It's called The Cross.
It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though it's ancient in abides. A shrine to death that stands for life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Of timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nails for you and me. Angels watched as he died for the lost. Though he could have walked away, he chose the cross. Suffering, yet it brought us peace.
bridge the gap for me.
Crab Family, The Cross. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Guy Penrod, When Love Was Slain.
This world is not my home. Oh, this world is not my home. My home's been made at heaven's throne. This world is not my home. This life is not my own. Oh, this life is not my own. I am His and His alone. This life is not. For I was bought when love was slain. What high cost to pay death's wage. Now ransomed I am freedom's slave. My Jesus raised me from. I was born.
Jesus raised me from the grave. For I was bought when love was slain. What I cost to pay death's wage, now ransomed I am freedom's slave. My Jesus raised me from the grave. Soon, Lord, and very soon. Oh, soon, Lord, and very soon. You'll come take me to be with you. Soon, Lord, and very soon.
Well, that's beautiful. Guy Penrod, When Love Was Slain. Here are the inspirations, so simple, so profound.
The simplicity of Christ, the complexity of life, with simple things our Lord confounds the wise. The completion of the cross, salvation for the lost, the love of God so simple, so so profound the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a child can grasp the glory. The love of God so simple, so perplexity today in a fallen human race could unravel with acceptance of God's grace. Simply bow your knees to pray, confess the Lord today. Profoundly He will turn your life around. So simple, so profound the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a child can grasp the glory. The love of God, so simple, so profound. So simple, so profound, the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a child can grasp the glory. The love of God so simple, so profound. Oh, the love of God so simple, so profound.
A classic by the Inspiration, so simple, so profound. Well, Legacy 5, guys, is just really blessing a lot of folks. They have, if you've been on my Facebook page, you'll see that Legacy 5 got another Dove Award nomination for 2022 Southern Gospel Album of the Year. And the name of that album is Something New. Now, the album they had before that, their Love, Pure Love album, also garnered awards. So these guys are doing great. Matt Fouch, the phenomenal young man and bass singer, goes to Oak Hill Baptist Church in Somerset, Kentucky. And my cousin Sue Lockard and Jan Wilson, a friend of mine, both go to church there. And Matt is just supposedly, I've not met him in person, but from everybody I've spoken with, and he's my friend on Facebook, he's just an unusually nice guy, just a great guy. And you can tell when somebody is walking the walk instead of just talking the talk, and they can sing the song. Here's Legacy 5, Love, Pure Love.
Of Simon stood behind the Lord, weeping at his feet. Broke open alabaster to anoint the master. If he was truly God, why couldn't he see? She was a sinner.
She was a sinner.
But he defended her
with nothing but love, pure love, unconditional.
Became the water, washed away the dust along with her past. Sweet fragrance of repentance, the room filled with forgiveness. She finally found the kind of love that will last now and forever.
Now and forever.
He will cover her with nothing but love, pure love, unconditional.
The title track from their last award-winning album, Legacy 5 and Love, Pure Love. This one is the title track from their new award-winning album. It's called Something New. Here's Legacy 5.
Something new. So go ahead and take your seat. He's gonna move just to watch and see. God is up to something. Something new. Something new. Oh, oh, God is up to something new. So go ahead and take your seat. He's gonna move just to watch and see. God is up to something new.
There's something in the air. You can feel it everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And with His presence here, He is calling you, draw near. Take a little time to seek His face.
Something new. Something new. Oh, oh, God is up to something new. So go ahead and take your seat. He's gonna move just to watch and see. God is up to something new.
Bring all your worries in. Nothing is too hard for Him. He can take the burdens that you bear. If the past has got you bound, you can lay those shackles down. Take it to the Lord and leave it there.
Something new. Something new. Oh, oh, God is up to something new. So go ahead. Just to watch and see, God is up to something new. Something new.
Something new.
Something new.
Our God is up to something new. So go ahead and take your seat. He's gonna move just to watch and see. God is up to something new.
And that's the latest from Legacy 5. It's called Something New. I hit the wrong button. My goodness, I hope I didn't have my mic open during that song. Sometimes I will make a mistake. It's been known to happen a time or two. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Let's dig way back now in the gospel archives for this song by the Spear family. And He's Always on Time.
Master, come quick. My daughter is dying. A poor father knelt before Jesus crying, Lord, only you can bring healing to my poor dying child. But many were filled with fear and with worry and cried, it's too late, there's no need to hurry. But Jesus said, no, I'm never too late, I'm always on time.
He's always
of old Bethany. Oh, but Martha said, Lord, it's too late, don't fall. But then he prayed to his holy father, and Lazarus came forth in power and might, and death had to flee.
Have to remember that he's always on time. That's the Spear family sending this next song out to somebody who went to high school with me, and it's been such a blessing to connect with a lot of my high school friends and meet some new friends that from high school, and Roberta Lander is one of those friends. Her husband Al was just one of the nicest guys at the high school. And he was an upperclassman, and I looked up to him. He was talented. He was a guitar player. He could do a lot of different things. Just a really cool guy. And I envied him. I envied his talent. I envied his coolness. You know, it was kind of like a Fonzie type of coolness. As Fonzie as you can get in a Catholic school. But Al was a great guy, and Roberta, I think about the Donahue days all the time. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for enjoying Elvis Presley gospel music with me and many others. Here it is.
I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the song of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy. The sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his.
his own.
I hope you enjoyed that, Roberta. Elvis Presley in the garden. Here's Brian Free and Assurance. Never walk alone. Free and Assurance, and Never Walk Alone. Hey, I want to do a shout out to Jenna and Carl Wheeler. I want to say good day to them. They live in New South Wales, Australia, and once in a while they get an opportunity to listen in real time if they're up. but they're 16 hours ahead of us. And most of the time, their schedule doesn't permit them to do that. So I will send the program to them. And a big shout out to Jenna and Carl Wheeler. And God bless you both. And we appreciate you so much. You've been listening now to our shows for, what, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. It's just been great. Here's the Lefevre Quartet. I'll let you lead me.
I don't want to walk the wrong road. I don't want to go astray. But if I'm gonna follow you, I've gotta let you lead the way. You've proven you will keep me through the heat and through the cold. I know you can, so here's my hand, sweet Jesus. Take a hold, I'll let you lead me.
Lead me.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
Hold and keep me.
Keep me all the way to the gate and straight to the Master's throne.
The path is rocky and the road is steep. I need the Holy Spirit to guide my feet.
So I'll let you lead me, Jesus, all the way.
Keep me on the straight and narrow as I'm making my way home. And if I stumble, pick me up and put me back where I belong. Lord, without you, I would wander down a path that leads nowhere. I can't take one step without your help, Lord Jesus. Hear my prayer, I'll let you lead me.
Lead me.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
Hold and keep me.
Keep me all the way to the gate and straight to the Master's throne.
The path is rocky and the road is steep. I need the Holy Spirit to guide my feet.
So I'll let you lead me, Jesus, all the way.
The Lefevre Quartet, and I'll let you lead me. Here are the Isaacs. He is leading me.
Valley
That's the Isaacs. He is leading me. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Yeah.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band, and Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Would you join me in prayer, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all the ones who sing about your love and your grace and your mercy with this gospel music. Father, I pray that those who listen are blessed and hopefully re-energized when they hear your word and they hear your promises in these songs. Lord, we continue to pray for those building back from the devastating Hurricane Ian. Father, we pray also for restoration in eastern Kentucky where they had those severe flash floods weeks ago. There is unimaginable damage, Father, from both catastrophes. Father, we pray for strength and we pray for healing, plus we pray for peace and comfort for so many who suffered total losses of homes and some lost family members. Father, again, we are asking that you give hope to the hopeless and peace with comfort to those traumatized by all these horrific weather events. And Heavenly Father, again, as we prepare to elect leaders in the upcoming midterm election, Father, give us the discernment we need to elect men and women who love our country and who love our Constitution, and most importantly, love you, Lord. Father, we need men and women who value the sanctity of life from the womb until the tomb. And Lord, we continue to pray for strength and for healing and for peace and comfort for Sue Lockard. And Sue and Don Estes have been through so much, Father. Bless them in a special way. We continue praying for strength and healing for Diana Lyons, Vivian Scott, Kathy Myers. Bless Glenda Elder, Ed Snell. Lord, all these folks are part of our listening family. Father, we also pray for strength and for healing for the many on my prayer list that are just locked in battle with cancer and heart disease and addiction, chronic pain and depression. And Lord, we also pray for peace and comfort for those who've had to say goodbye to loved ones. Ask you to bless them all, Lord, and please give them the comfort they need at this time. Again, Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We are thankful that it renews every day. Father, please bless all who listen tonight and bless anyone who listens to the recorded broadcast. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way, in everything that we do. And Lord, forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Life is good. But when we face another test, we'll trust in Christ and live by faith, knowing there will come a day
we'll cry no more. Before the
when we stand before the Lord.
He'll dry.
That's The Parish and Cry No More. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet, and it will be rebroadcast at WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It's been my blessing to be your host for the program this evening. And I'm going to go out with another Elvis song, and this should be everyone's wish every day. Listen to the words carefully in this very short song, but it is so spot on. God bless each and every one of you for listening. I hope you got a blessing from the show. And if you did, then you give God all the credit, all the honor, and all the glory. If you didn't, you can blame me. Just plain and simple as that. Hope you all have a great evening, and I hope you all have a super week coming up. God bless each and every one of you. Good night.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I forgive my secret sins, I do.